And hello there, TFFP. This is going to be a review on Unclean. I almost said Sea Cleaner, but I realized that I already reviewed that and it's up there. But Unclean is from PC Magazine Utilities, and I will provide a link to that if I can find one. I know there's got to be a link somewhere, but anyway, what Unclean does is it works like the control panel in AdMirove programs. So what you're going to do is you're going to launch Unclean, and you're going to, you can actually use first letter navigation to navigate the programs. Unlike the AdMirove programs feature in control panel, you can even get info, you can right click on an entry, and yeah, it's a really, really great utility. So let me start by launching it. I'm going to go to my start menu and navigate there. Oh, and excuse the deep-voiced JAWS. That's just me. So I'm going to start by launching it.
Start menu, Audacity.
A.
Program submenu, 7-zip submenu.
7.
Parsons Technology sub, PC Magazine Utility submenu.
E. There it is.
Unclean, new.
And there it is. I'm going to hit enter.
Leaving menus, start button, unclean, list two.
0 items.
And what it's doing is it's scanning the registry for uninstaller entries. Sometimes that can be a good thing. Sometimes if you install a program, if you uninstall a program, and it does not remove it from the registry, it'll still be there. So I'm going to read my status line.
Message 201 uninstall entries.
Okay. What I mean by navigate with up or down arrow, let's say, let's say I want to navigate to a program that I want to install. I don't have any right now at the moment. Well, maybe I do. Let me just hit home.
Not checked. 7-zip 4.32.
And I don't know why it says not checked. That's just the way the screen is. So let me down arrow.
Not checked. Up XL defragment or Pro Plus.
Not checked. Up XL
red.
Not checked.
Adware scripts 1.3. Not checked. Adware SE personal.
Not checked.
Adobe Reader 7.
All right. And I will ignore that right now.
Not checked. Adobe Registered Photos.
Not checked.
Alien Outback V2.1.4.
Not checked.
Adobe Registered Photoshop Registered Album Starter Edition 3.0.
Okay, let's say I didn't want this, which I don't. And I can...
Not checked.
Easily, I just hit home. I can easily navigate to that by hitting AD.
Not checked.
Adware Scripts 1.3.
And then arrowing down.
Not checked.
Adware SE Personal.
Not checked.
Adobe Reader 7.0.8.
Not checked.
Adobe Registered Photoshop Registered Album Starter Edition 3.0.
And I can... Well, before I do that, let me go through the menus so you can see what's there. There really isn't much.
Menu bar, file,
alt, plus F.
I just hit the alt key. I'm going to activate this menu by hitting the down arrow.
Menu, file, menu, save list, control S. Save the tail, shift, control S. Refresh list, F5. Auto refresh checked. Print list, control P. Print the tail, shift, control P. Ease it. Save list, control
That's
S.
That's supposed to be exit. I'm going to right arrow.
Edit menu, copy, control C, unavailable. Select all, control A, unavailable. Open selected folder unavailable. Copy control C unavailable.
Okay, I don't know why you'd want to copy an entry, but okay. I'm going to right arrow.
Action menu, change remove unavailable.
And this is the meat of the program. You can change or remove a program.
Change.
That's supposed to be change.
Remove. Repair.
That's supposed to be repair.
Delete entry.
Delete entry. That's if you know that the registry has goofed. I'm going to down arrow.
View possible problems unavailable. Change remove unavailable.
And I'm going to right arrow.
View menu. Sort by name.
Sort by name.
Sort by size. Sort by last use. Sort by frequency of use. Sort by name.
And if I'm not mistaken, this looks a lot like the entries in the control panel. I know I've seen those before somewhere. So let me right arrow.
Help menu. Help topics F1.
H.
About unclean.
A.
Help topics F1.
And that's
H.
It. And then you have your system menu. So...
Leaving menu.
I'm going to make sure I'm on this program.
Adobe Registered Photoshop Registered Album Stock.
All right, now I'm going to tab.
Read only edit.
And this is where you can get a lot of technical details about this program. I'm going to go to the top of the file.
Top Adobe Registered Photoshop.
And I'm going to do a say all.
Adobe Registered Photoshop Registered Album Starter Edition 3.0 size 16.3 MB support information publisher Adobe Systems Inc. About HTTP www.adobe.com version 3.00.000 updates HTTP www.
Okay, you get the idea. It really can tell you a lot about a program.
List view.
So I'm going to
Adobe Registered
remove this program and hope I don't have to reboot. I'm going to right-click with my apps key.
Context menu, change, remove, unavailable. Change.
There's change.
Remove.
There's remove. I'm going to hit enter on that.
Leaving menus, Windows installer dialog, preparing to install, preparing. Adobe Register, Photoshop Register, Album Starter Edition.
And it's just going to take me through the uninstall process, so let me just go through that rather quickly.
Next button. Adobe Register, Photoshop Register, Album Starter Edition 3.0, Install Shield Wizard Dialog, Repair, Remove the Program, Program Maintenance, Install Shield, Repair Installation Errors in the Program. This option fixes missing or corrupt files, shortcuts, and registry entries. Remove Adobe Register, Photoshop Register, Album Starter Edition 3.0 from your computer. Repair radio button checked.
1 of 2.
Remove radio button checked.
2 of 2.
I'm not walking you through the install because I assume that you have uninstalled software before. And if you haven't, then, well, now would be a good time to practice running uninstallers and installing software. So I'm not walking you through this one because each one is different. So I'm just quickly doing this.
Adobe Register, Photoshop Register, Album Starter Edition 3.0, Install Shield Wizard Dialog. You have chosen to remove the program from your system. Remove the program. Click Remove to remove Adobe Register, Photoshop Register, Album Starter Edition 3.0 from your computer. Install Shield. Install Shield if you want to review or change any settings. Cancel button. Remove button.
And sometimes it takes a while to remove a program, just like a normal uninstall. Sometimes
Adobe Register,
it does not.
Photoshop Register, Album Starter Edition 3.0, Install Shield Wizard Dialog. Install Shield. Install Shield status. Cancel button.
It's just letting me know what's going on. But like I was saying, sometimes it takes a while, sometimes it does not. And you'll hear dings, beeps, other things as it's uninstalling. So, it's...
PC.
Adobe Register, Photoshop Register, Album Starter Edition 3.0, Install Shield Wizard Dialog.
Cancel button, back button, next button, uninstalling Adobe Register.
Yeah, it's gonna take a while. So yeah, that's the gist of Unclean. You can view programs, you can, I normally don't delete entries from this. I have, when I know that the program is my system, but it's still there in the registry as a program. And then I usually run regscrub.
Adobe Register, Photoshop Register, Album Starter Edition 3.0, Install Shield Wizard Dialog. The Install Shield Wizard is successfully uninstalled. Adobe Register, Photoshop Register, Album Starter Edition 3.0. Click Finish to exit the wizard. Thank you for using Adobe Register, Photoshop Register, Album Starter.
Wizard. Photoshop Register, Album Starter.
Finish button.
Alright.
Unclean, list view, alien outback.
And it's gone. So now if I check my status line.
200 uninstalled entries.
200. And I can remove, I can hit end.
Not checked.
Drive desktop.
Not checked.
WinRAR archiver.
Not checked.
WinKey.
Not checked.
Windows Media Player 10.
Not checked.
Windows Media Format Runtime.
Not checked.
Window Remove Only.
Not checked.
Web IE 3.0.
Not checked.
Letterpost 2.05 build
31. I'm just up arrowing. That's all I'm doing.
Not checked.
Viewpoint Media Player.
All right. If I wanted to get rid of this one, I would do the same thing. So,
Not checked.
USB Sound Blaster Audigy.
Not checked.
Viewpoint Media Player.
So yeah, let me do that really, really quickly.
Menu. Action menu. Change remove.
And this time I'm going to the menus. And this time it says change remove. So change and remove in the menus are going to be dimmed. So, I'm going to hit enter.
Leaving menus, list view, viewpoint media player.
192 of 200.
Viewpoint media player on installation dialog. Are you sure that you want to remove the viewpoint media player? No button. Unclean, list view, letterpost 2.05, build 31.
192 of 199.
And it's gone.
Not checked.
USB sound play.
Not checked.
USB keyboard device 1.0.
Not checked.
Universal converter.
Not checked.
Unclean 2.0.
Not checked.
Unattended disk creator 1.
Not checked.
Ultra ISO v7.
Not checked.
Weak UI.
All right. And that's the gist of Unclean. You can refresh entries, as you saw in the menus. You can save the list, which I've never done, and I don't really see why you'd want to do that. But if you want to keep an a record of the programs you have installed, actually, there are programs that will let you do that. One of them is called, I can't really remember the name. I can't really say it. I think it's Blark or something like that. I'm going to have to look it up. I do have it on my system. And I might show you that at some point. It does take a lot of system resources, but it helps if you're in a snag. So that's it. I'm going to close out of this program. And I will see you guys later. If you want to leave comments, feel free to leave comments on the comment line. And I will post a number for that on the show notes, because I still don't have it memorized. So, yeah, you can also leave comments on the Libsyn page, on the blog page, if you are subscribed via that. And also drop me an email if you've got it. So, I shall see you folks later with another review or to read comments or just to ramble on and on and on and do whatever and have fun. Because after all, this is the fun-filled podcast. So as Christmas is approaching, there will be fewer and fewer podcasts because I'll be busy. Maybe highlights from Christmas or not. So I shall see you guys later. If you want to leave a comment on the comment line, feel free to do so at 206-202-3259.